In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. A rabbinical student went to his teacher and said, "Why is it that the Lord says, 'I will write my law upon their hearts'? Shouldn't it be 'in their hearts'?" "Ah," the rabbi said, "the Lord understood how difficult it would be for us to understand his great word. He knew that the only way would be for us to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. So he wrote his word on our hearts. It is only when our hearts break that those words can fall into our hearts, treasured forever." When the prophet Jeremiah wrote the passage we just heard, he was facing a people who had for a long time been estranged from their God. They had failed in the relationship. Now, Jeremiah could simply have said, "You folks have messed up yet again." And in point of fact, Jeremiah, being a prophet, did say that on a regular basis. But in this moment, God gave him a different message to share with these wayward people. It was a message of forgiveness, of faithful love, of promise for a changed future. And what does Jeremiah say that God's message is? "We're going to change the ground rules in this relationship. We are going to craft a new contract between us. The old one didn't work. You got overwhelmed by rules that seemed too complex. They didn't make sense. So we're going to keep it very simple in this new contract. The slate is wiped clean. I'm not going to beat you about the head and shoulders for past mistakes. Suffice it to say, mistakes were made. But this isn't about the past. It is about the future. So no more of these complicated rules. No more rabbis and scribes teaching you the ins and outs of their complexity. It will be about you and me, and only you and me. You will feel me in your heart without a middleman. And that's because I love you, and I am sure that you love me too." It was a rather odd message for a prophet to pass along to God's people. After all, aren't prophets always telling people to obey the rules to assure a good relationship with God? But here was Jeremiah passing along this message from God, which said essentially the old model didn't work, that there needed to be a new covenant. The word would be upon them. But how would they feel it? How would they realize what was happening? Perhaps, as the rabbi said, their hearts would have to be broken open for the words to fall in, for them to fully experience what God was putting upon them. Perhaps our hearts have to be broken open to fully experience what God is putting upon us. This prophecy foreshadows the bearer of the new covenant, Jesus Christ. And the evangelist John makes clear that Jesus is the Word, that Word that was written on our hearts. He begins his gospel account that way. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And by the time we get to the point of today's story in John's Gospel, Jesus is clearly understood to be the one who brings that new covenant that Jeremiah prophesied. But simply bringing the word is not enough. How do we start to feel the love that that word brings in our hearts? What has to happen? Our hearts have to be broken open. And how are they broken? In a thousand different ways. If I asked each and every one of you how your hearts were broken, you could name 5, 10, 100, 1,000 ways. The theologian in me reflects on Jesus' death, a story that we will relive in incredible detail over the next 2 weeks. Every time I read the Passion story, it breaks my heart. I see this tired and aching man with black and blue marks on his face and shoulders, with whip marks visible through his tattered robe, a thin stream of blood running down the side of his face, with stupid but powerful people asking stupid but damning questions. I see him and my heart breaks. The ex-politician in me reflects on the discourse in the political arena in recent weeks, with people using their religious beliefs as weapons against those whom they disagree, a gross misuse of God's word. My heart breaks. The pastor in me reads the story of the shooting of a young man by a local watchman, not in self-defense, but simply because he didn't want to see him walking through his neighborhood. And I think of all the times that Jesus was in places where he shouldn't have been, doing what some people said he shouldn't do. And my heart breaks. And when my heart breaks, I feel God's word falling into it. I feel Jesus saying, "I will draw all people, into myself." And I feel the healing of those words around the torn edges of my broken heart. Jesus tells us that he is about to do something that will break his heart and our hearts as well. He reminds us that he does it not because he walks with joy towards his death, but with great trepidation, great fear. He also reminds us that he does it for a reason. Pure love for us. Every day we face bad news. It's on our computers, on the nightly news. We hear it through the telephone wire. We hear it on the radio. Every day our heart breaks. But if through our heartbreak we become vulnerable to God's love through God's word, it is worth the pain. This is why Jesus is willing to walk toward the cross, toward the horrific death of his human body. To Jesus it is worth the pain to open up our hearts, to feel God's redeeming love. So in these next 2 weeks, as we approach the glory of the resurrection, we should not be afraid to once again let our hearts be broken. That is how God's word, God's grace, God's love comes into us in this season of Lent and beyond.
coming.